Today, I welcome you to Times of Refreshing. Our subject of consideration today is captioned "For Better, For Best." For better, for best. Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we begin this broadcast today in your name. Bless every listener and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. According to God's design, marriage is honorable. It is highly profitable, and it is meant to bring out the best in you. And I say this to you right now with every sense of responsibility, because by the grace of God, I am a living proof. So, contrary to popular opinion, marriage is not for better, for worse. Rather, it is for better, for best. And it is my prayer that whether you are single or married, this will become your experience from today. For better, for best, among other things, means that you keep learning, one, you keep growing, two, and you keep increasing, three, on a regular basis. This explains why the scripture says in Proverbs 4:18 that the path of a just man is as a shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. Christian marriage, of course, you must understand, is a covenant relationship. It's a relationship between a man who is the husband and the wife who is the woman on one side and God on the other side. It is indeed the fusion of two lives in a long life, inseparable relationship. Anyone who subscribes to God's principle of marriage as outlined in the Bible enjoy peace and fulfillment, because marriage indeed is meant to be enjoyed, not to be endured. There are many people today who are married, but they are simply enduring it. But as you receive the word of God right now that's coming to you through this broadcast, it's my prayer that your story will change for the better in Jesus' name. Therefore, quarrels, fightings, tension in marriage is not of God. There are many people who are still enjoying for better, for best marriages, even in today's world. And to the glory of God and by the help of the Almighty God, I have enjoyed over 38 amazing years in marriage. And indeed, there are many people also who can testify to the same. Recently, I watched a video of a couple who have been married for 82 years. Not that they are 82 years old, but they have been married for 82 years and still counting. In that video, they had one of their children, one of their grandchildren with them, and they were still holding hands after 82 years of marriage. I pray for you today, whatever your situation might be, that your testimony shall be stronger in Jesus' name. The truth is, the goodness, the honor, and the sweetness in marriage is available to everyone who believes. However, you must understand that for you to enjoy a for better, for best marriage, there is what to do. And one of the most important things you must be ready to do is to be armed with the key of knowledge. In Luke chapter 11 and verse 52, the Bible says very clearly, the key of knowledge, the key of knowledge. Therefore, knowledge is a very powerful key when it comes to talking about enjoying for better, for best experience in marriage. I have with me right here today a small key. When you hold a key to your car in your hand, you approach your car with ease, no tension, no crying, no even prayer. All you need to do is point your key in the direction of your car. And once you press it, the doors open unto you automatically. What your key is to your car is the same thing that knowledge is in marriage. Knowledge is very, very crucial. Knowledge, among other things, is being defined to mean expertise and skills acquired through education, training, and experience. Knowledge, of course, is very critical for the success of any given venture, marriage inclusive. And that's why knowledge is power. If you must enjoy a for best experience marriage, you need to go for knowledge. Knowledge of what, you may ask? First and foremost, knowledge of what marriage is biblically. Knowledge of what God has said in His Word concerning marriage. Remember that God is the originator of marriage and He has laid down principles for it. The truth is, if you are not knowledgeable about God's principle for marriage, you cannot fully enjoy its best. Therefore, go for knowledge and more knowledge. Two fundamental things you must understand about knowledge is the fact that, one, knowledge is not a gift. So you don't sit down somewhere waiting for it to come. You have to acquire it. Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6, the scripture says very clearly, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Number two, knowledge is not static. Knowledge is progressive. So we need to keep getting more and more of knowledge. I've come to understand and realize very importantly that marriage failure is primarily knowledge failure. Marriage is meant to better your life, spirit, soul, and body. And I pray that this becomes your experience from today in Jesus' name. You may ask, how do I acquire this knowledge? One, from the Word of God, from the Bible. Psalms 119 and verse 105, the Bible says very clearly, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." So study the Word of God. Make God's word your standard for living, not the negative experiences of your parents. And please hear me very well. The negative experiences of your parents or relatives, they are not a license for you to repeat their mistakes. You have a responsibility to read the Word of God, to study God's Word, to meditate on God's Word, and put it to work. Very importantly, I'd like you to know that a good marriage must have its foundation in Jesus Christ, so as to enjoy a lasting peace and joy. Whenever you are studying the Word of God, look out for words such as home, marriage, family, house, household, house up. As you do that, you begin to get to understand God's Word more and more on the subject of marriage. So invest in knowledge. Invest in knowledge. Very importantly, I've come to realize that marriage is a huge investment of time, energy, resources, and emotions. It was Benjamin Franklin that said, and I quote, "An investment in knowledge pays the best interest." Therefore, wisdom demands that you protect and you keep contributing and making more and more investment in knowledge so that your marriage can keep getting better. Number two, where you acquire this knowledge is through the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2:10a says, "God has revealed them to us by His Spirit." So the Spirit of God reveals God's Word to us. When you get a revelation from God's Word concerning the subject of marriage, it will definitely bring about a revolution in your life. I ask you therefore right now, are you baptized in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues? If you are not, this is the best time for you to do so. Thirdly, you need to get in touch with people who have proofs in their marriages. Learn from their resources, whether in printed form, audio form, video form, but then make sure you are sensitive as you learn from these, their resources. As you do so, you keep making progress. And then, of course, number four, make sure you ask sound and intelligent questions. Ask God questions as you search the scriptures. Remember, we serve a question-answering God. And of course, seek godly counsel. As you do so, God will keep making things better for you. And of course, learn by observation. Number five, from those who have succeeded and are still excelling in their marriage. Personally, this is one major way I learn. I observe a lot and look around me to see people who are enjoying a good marriage, and I see how they are making it happen. And by the grace of God, God is enhancing my own marriage as well. Knowledge, however, without application, if you acquire knowledge without applying it, is a waste. So make sure when you acquire knowledge, you also apply it. And of course, as I close, you also need to have a good knowledge of your spouse or your spouse-to-be if you are still single. Remember that male and female are different and unique in themselves. You must know your spouse's character, his or her beliefs, likes and dislikes, so you can know how to meet each other's needs. Intimacy and commitment in marriage thrives on adequate, acquired and applied knowledge. For those of you who are singles, remember, do not make a long-term decision like marriage based on temporary feeling. Watch out for character. Remember, you cannot make a good omelet out of bad eggs. Build a relationship that will last beyond physical attraction. As you do so, God will send you help. In conclusion, marital bliss is meant to be continuous and progressive. It can be better, best, and fulfilling because this is the will of God for you. If someone writes an examination and is said to have failed, it didn't mean that he didn't know anything. It only meant that he didn't know enough. So, don't settle for where you are. Work at making things better and moving progressively to being best. However, the good news is, whatever your present situation might be today, whether you are single, married, or challenged in marriage, you can still enjoy a for better, for best marriage. It is your responsibility to accept it and believe God for it. Henry Ford said, and I quote, "Coming together is a beginning. Keeping together is progress. And working together is success. You shall succeed." Success in life, in any area, without success in marriage, can be tasteless and frustrating. But for you, I see every tension in your life and your marriage supernaturally turned around to testimony. You shall make it in Jesus' name. Today, are you born again? If you are not, pray this prayer with me from your heart. Jesus, today, I call on you. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. From today, I am born again. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray that prayer from your heart, congratulations, you are born again. Connect through the social media handles at the bottom of your screen and send in your testimonies. And remember, God is too faithful to fail. See you next time.